LinkedIn Learning offers more than 14,000 online courses to help you achieve your goals. Its short video tutorials cover business, technology, and creative skills employers look for at every level, all taught by real-world industry experts. And new courses are added every week. Plus, LinkedIn Learning is personalized, recommending courses based on your interests and skills. Start your free trial at linkedinlearning.com. Cancel within the first month to avoid any charges.
Shh, it's starting.
Flowery, affectionate birthday greetings are all well and good, but we all know that if you really want to show your loved ones how much you care, there's nothing better than lobbing a carefully chosen insult their way. This is where a historical dictionary can help. Take blunderbuss, a 17th century word meaning a gun with a large bore, but which slipped into metaphorical use to mean a blustering, noisy talker. And we all know one of those. Happy birthday, you bloviating blunderbuss, should do the trick. Arf and arf and arf comes from Victorian slang, where it described a drunkard who sank one arf, or half a pint, after another. So how about cheers to you, you great arf and arf and arf? Sard comes from the Shakespearean version of the F word, defined in the dictionary as to know carnally.
Ooh, I say.
But no need to be so coy in your special day greetings. Happy birthday, Sard face. Lubberwort is a 16th century word for an imaginary plant said to inspire extreme laziness. Happy birthday, you lazy lubberwort, has a rather nice ring to it. Dunderhead, its origins may be elusive, but its meaning is clear. A bit of an idiot or blockhead who never quite gets it right. And all dunderheads need a good friend, which is why happy birthday, my dearest dunderhead, might be the nicest greeting of all. And if you need a few pointers, Moonpig have created a new line of birthday cards that will enable you to have a playful dig at your nearest and dearest, with some of the choicest mudballs from the past to sling their way.